It's Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Cady
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Welcome to episode 177 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Welcome aboard, folks.
I like beer.
Jay speaking tonight.
Yes. Remember that from last time?
Can you recreate that? What do you got there? That looks delicious.
That's favorite place in the world.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Wolf Hollow.
A little Wolf Hollow can action.
How's the price point on those?
Good. Yeah. Right around normal. I forget what it is, 6 off the top of my head, but it's in the craft beer wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Can you? Are they like in the beverage center and stuff?
No, just there at
just there at
the brewery for now, and then they'll see how it goes. But this was their first canning.
Well, so. I know where it is.
Yeah.
John does like it in the can.
Yes.
I have some more.
John does like it in the can.
Whenever you're ready, sure. Let me know.
to get some in the can?
Yes, whenever you're ready.
Jay loves to grab a bunch of cans.
Yeah. I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
As your hair would, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very colorful. It was brought up that the green in the peacock hat might really be crazy with the green screen.
You might not be visible.
I'm thinking maybe the stripes are going to kind of show the background.
Yeah.
Thinking, it might be either white or the blue, the Bob and John's.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Like you don't have a head right now.
Yeah, or whatever I decide to put as a background. So it's going to be.
The blue and red got to stay, right?
Yeah, the blue's weird. Sometimes if it's blue enough, it blends in.
So maybe it doesn't look like I have a hat at all.
I think you're going to be missing the top half of your head.
That is a Halloween trick. Yeah. I was shooting for Halloween-y.
That's the next episode.
I know, but it's that time of year.
Yeah.
That time of year, so celebrate it all year round.
That's right.
A lot of nice decorations around the
Neighborhood. The hood.
Neighborhood.
Yeah. Pretty Halloweened up.
Yeah, we have a pumpkin out there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
We have the skeleton thing.
I bought a cool one.
That actually shakes and goes. The problem is when it's windy on a day like today, it just it'll go off constantly. So I was just like,
I bought one for my parents' house.
Oh, nice. Yeah, those are awesome.
I want to get that. That one I'm kind of, I'm going to get that.
Yeah, yep. It's the ghosts.
That one looks a little bit better than the Christmas ones. The Christmas ones are a little light.
Yeah.
Like, they don't show up as well. Mm-hmm. That one looks like it shows up pretty well.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I think my mom really likes it. It's always on when I go there, so.
Oh, there you go. Well,
take it.
Especially if she just has to flick a light switch.
That's it. Flick a light switch, and the ghosts are arisen.
Yeah.
Rise!
We thought we were going to have a guest on the podcast tonight, but as per usual.
Can't count on that.
Woo!
we work on these special guests frivolously.
Yes.
Frivolously.
Really? I don't know if that's what you're really going with on that one, but
okay. I'm sure I could make it applicable.
Wow.
You have big words today.
Big words.
You have nude children on the wall.
We had that last time, too. Oh, you were too drunk to realize it.
What an asshole!
That's what it was.
In case you're not familiar with it, it's the Led Zeppelin Houses of the Holy, the children climbing the mountain. I'm not sure what the symbolization is, but they're naked.
Yes, they're not.
They're naked.
Okay. It's not pornographic nudity, though.
I was just letting the listeners know that you're not weird like that.
That's good. But speaking of weird, the person we were going to have.
My uncle says you got a screw loose.
Oh, yeah? Your uncle molests collies.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Steve was supposed to show up, but no, he decided not to.
Yep. He was supposed to show up for a little recording session, too.
Yeah, the other night he didn't show up for that one either. Yeah.
And it seems like prior to that, he was like pointing the fingers at us, like, we never get together because you guys are so busy. Right? That's what it was. That was the conversation. You guys don't want to get together. So we finally have time. The season is here.
We'll talk to him because he watches, so talk to him.
The season is upon us, and now, as expected, it's like having this old girlfriend. And every time you get back together, same fucking bullshit. All right, enough about that, because he's going to call, he's going to be crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you got in your tiff last time. Right?
Well, but as of from before is, when I lived out toward Amsterdam,
it was East Bay.
Every 5 seconds it was, well, you don't live close enough. And now it's, well, you live right around the corner. Well, then you should pop right in then.
Pop right in.
Yeah. Boop. There you
just
go.
Just like that.
Boop. Boop.
Woo! Tom lives in East Bejesus, and he made some pop-ins.
Not here.
No, not here, but at the other one.
Yeah, that wasn't that far from the house.
To me, that's a long way.
To Brought me, that's a long way.
Because we're going to his house for practice now.
Uh-huh.
I fall asleep on the way there every time.
You don't know how bad. I told John that. I'll tell this because I told John this the one night. It's a bucket list thing for me. And you don't know, when somebody falls asleep in the passenger seat.
It actually cracks him up.
I actually laugh so hard I start crying sometimes in the car. The thought of slamming on the brakes and screaming as loud as I can, I think about it and I start like crying and laughing to myself. Like, and I get so like, I was telling him and Linda about it the other night and I was starting to cry laughing because it was just, the thought of it just makes me laugh so hard. I'm going to end up doing it to somebody. I just don't know who.
It does not make me laugh. I know exactly who you're going to do it to.
Linda?
No.
Oh, you?
No.
Who?
Who would be the most fun?
Oh,
the only problem is he probably wouldn't be falling asleep.
I'm not catching.
We were just talking about it.
Oh, Steve? They'd probably kill him.
I know. I know.
But when I was down, when I was down south doing my training, tractor trailer training. And the guy, my trainer would fall asleep.
You could be like our Bruce Dickinson. He would fall asleep, and
the one time I just remember driving, just going. It just started up. I was just like, "Oh my god!" This I just thinking about it.
It's like it's a fantasy.
Yeah, totally is. It's not a fantasy. It's a bucket list item that I'm going to check off.
Oh my god! I'm so close to achieving my goal. Yeah. All I have to do is slam on the brakes. Don't do it, Bob. Slam on the brakes. Don't do it, Bob.
See, some of the times I get laughing so hard and I start getting wrapped up into it that I forget to even do it. You know what I mean? It's just the thought of it makes me happy.
Hey, laughing boy.
Yeah. Just scaring the crap out of people
makes it little things.
You think I would like Halloween more considering I like to scare the crap out of people.
I thought you'd get into it more too.
I just don't get into it as much.
I like scaring people.
You can't say that we don't have some decorations up though.
No, you got some.
You do.
You don't come anywhere near Christmas.
Well, maybe you just need to wait.
Okay. All
right. Not this year, but maybe years
That's
to
what
come.
My little ghost thing was this year. Every year I like to buy something. Mm-hmm. But I went to put out...
That ghost thing interests me. That would be fun
one.
To go get.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. I have... damn it. What's his name? Marcus the Carcass.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like just a head and hands and feet mm-hmm. sticking out of the ground, and it lights up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's got like these pegs that stick it in the ground. It's like it needs some work. I'm gonna work it.
I would make a dummy and hang it from the tree, but people would probably get really upset. Then we're in the political right world we're in. You know what I mean?
He's got a man hanging in that tree.
I remember people did that when I was a kid. You mm-hmm. go around, and they'd have like people hanging from the trees and stuff like
that's
that.
Scary.
Yeah. Nobody suddenly brought up with, like, oh, my God, that's a front. Blah, 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 blah.
I want to do the.
It's all about how you hang it.
You make the dummy out front for the, you know, right now, a couple weeks before Halloween, and people get used to seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you be the dummy on Halloween. I don't want to do that bad.
Remember, Tom Gray came over last Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was here from California. He visited his mother. So he walked right up. He walked up.
Yeah.
And me, him, and John were talking and everything. And he remembered that the guy up the road there did that when we were kids. And we walked up to trick or treat. And there, he just like leaped out of the chair because we thought it, yeah, it looked so real that it was just a dummy. Scared the crap out of us.
I think the funniest thing about that visit was it was same time.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in the house, and the first fucking thing he does is start opening all the cabinets, looking at He's always done that.
That was like Tom's thing. Yeah.
To open cabinets and check.
Well, the funny thing
he
is,
knows about.
The funny, yeah, the funny it. Thing is, the funny thing is, he mentioned it. Like, yeah. Yep, nothing's changed. It's yeah. opening your drawers, yeah. Bob.
He's like, people always tell me, "What do you?"
My mother
for?
Used to
like,
go nuts because he used to sit at the kitchen table, and if you remember, my mom's desk was in the kitchen there yep. for quite a while, and he used to just open it up and start wrangling through her desk, and he used to drive you. So that's the only time I ever heard her yell at any of my friends, like, Tom Gray.
Just my mother, yell at him. To this day, remembers him eating all of my father's bread before.
Yeah.
Because my dad loves his bread.
Yeah.
It wasn't just him. He gets a bad rap for being the only person who ate it, but it wasn't. Everybody... Chris nailed it. Mike nailed it.
Well, that's why she started to buy two loaves. You know, it was Parecas.
Yeah.
So one was gone before my dad got home. So she started buying two, and like they would be gone. You could buy 10 loaves with that band, and it would have been gone.
Yeah. Yeah, a weekday practice right
sauce
after school.
On the stove and loaves of bread.
Oh, that was Sunday. Yeah. Well, she started feeding all of us before the Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
Just to get us out of the way.
Yeah.
Just move them along.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Move them along. But it was good though. He came up. It was fun. It's fun to see him again.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
And everything. Yeah. He was amazed that we're living up in the neighborhood again.
Yeah, he said he really loves this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now that he's been away.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, he forgot how nice it is, and you know, to live in the neighborhood. He said, especially to, you know, have kids in the neighborhood and stuff.
Oh, Shake It On Down. That song's on the set list for the show we're going to be playing in a week, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, Saturday the 27th.
City Center.
Center City.
No.
Yeah.
Center Street.
Center Street, yeah. Sorry, whatever.
Schenectady.
Yeah, Center Street.
Yeah.
Pub, right? Is it pub?
Yeah.
Center Street Pub?
Hopefully they're still outside. It'd be cool if we play outside, but I don't know.
Might be a little chilly for that.
Whatever happened to Center City? What do they do with that place?
Still there. It's all offices now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it before?
Like ice skating rink.
It was an ice skating rink, and then they have the Y's in there now. They moved the Y in there, and it's all offices. Yep. So
shake it on down.
Did the wing walk there last week? That was fucking awesome.
The wing walk
downtown. Oh my god, that was awesome.
Well, speaking of how is your golfing the next morning after the podcast?
Oh, it was horrible. I played horrible.
Really focused then, huh?
No, it wasn't. It was
top of
the
your game,
tournament
sure.
was horrible. The tournament was a good cause, but it was horrible.
I
played horrible, and the format was horrible. It was just a mess. It took us fucking 7 hours to play around the golf. It was horrible.
Yeah, that's brutal.
The whole day.
Full 18, though, I hope.
Well, yeah, it was a scramble. It's supposed to be, like, quick.
Yeah.
It was not quick.
7 hours is not quick.
It started late anyway. It was supposed to start at 9, and then they backed it up because it was cold in the morning, so there was frost. Oh. So they had to back it up to 10. So it started at 10, and we didn't end up getting out of there till almost 6 o'clock.
Oh.
And we didn't even eat. We just left. We left after golf. I'm like, we're going to work out here. And,
it's that time of year, frost on the pumpkin.
It was brutal.
Dinky Duncan.
Time for Dinky Duncan.
It was brutal, and because I wanted to go to Oktoberfest downtown, or not downtown, but in Glenville.
Oh
after
yeah.
After golf, that's what we planned to do, but it was too late. I mean, it was the time we got out.
You didn't have any effects of the night before.
Yeah. Kind of used to it.
You're used to golfing with that.
Yeah.
You're more focused.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh. Yeah, no. I gotta say that is definitely, if you gotta check it out, go check out episode 176 and 75, both of them.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. I believe
what are you gonna say, Jay? Fuck it.
I believe I titled episode 176, Two Drunks Walk Into a Podcast.
But yeah, the Wing Walk was last Saturday, the 6th, downtown. Mm. Oh, my God, that's a phenomenal event.
Yeah?
That was really good.
What was your favorite?
My favorite was actually the Horses Lounge. They came down. They used the Clinton Street Pub for their place, but it was a... Horses is up by... I think it's McClellan. It's like McClellan.
Near the ghetto chopper.
Yeah, it's up there somewhere.
Oh, by the way, we actually love that pizza place that you suggested to us down here in Scotia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We think that's pizza-wise, it's like right on the button. We haven't tried the wings yet. I think we might do that this weekend, this Sunday.
5th and 50, you're talking, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Aperitivo Bistro was my favorite, like, just normal wing. They had just like a normal wing with had a different kind of sauce with awesome friggin' blue cheese. And then, but my favorite was, it actually ended up coming third. Aperitivo won. The Horses was like it was caramel and chocolate and nuts. Oh my God, it was awesome friggin' wing. Totally,
sounds
totally
like a dessert wing.
Different. Oh yeah, it was totally different. Different. That's why I liked it. It was different. It wasn't your run-of-the-mill, just a buffalo wing. It was different. I like stuff like that.
It's
like a different style.
They serve those at the bar?
They must.
Or did they just make it for the event?
They must.
I don't know. I'm sure they do now.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't one-third in the competition.
So. Yeah, the 5th and 50 there, they've been great. They deliver well, like at least 10 to 15 minutes
super
earlier
fast.
than they say.
As Chinese food.
That's good.
Yeah, and pizza's been excellent. Oh, my God, the pizza's been really good.
You want one? You want a little follow?
Yeah.
The pizza's been excellent there.
Good. Yeah, it's close to our old favorite, but not... To me, it's a little less salty.
It's it's different, but I think it's on the same level. You know what I mean?
Obrigato.
Go fuck yourself.
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Did I check this in last time?
I don't know.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on iTunes.com and Buzzsprout, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick.
And go to 151 online for all your rock and roll needs. Pick up our debut album titled 151. Check out all the songs on it, and then go check out our calendar to see where we're playing next, which I believe is Center Street Pub in Schenectady. So come check us out.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Well, you know what? I'm tired of him saying he never gets invited, right? So let's invite him.
Ooh, it's a live one. It's a live conversation.
Oh, breaking FCC rules.
Are we?
I don't know. We'll find out.
No, because we're not live.
That's right.
I think. Who cares?
Who cares? Fuck the FCC. I don't hear you.
He's sitting right next to the phone, probably watching.
Yeah, looking at it. What are you saying?
Oh, it's Bob calling to bust my balls.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to answer the phone. It's not going to do it.
Yeah, I can tell because the answer machine's not answering. But he does have a cell phone now, so let's try that. Let's go full Monty. Probably just go right to... It's actually on.
Wolf Hollow Amber?
Mm-hmm.
Check.
We've had it, I'm sure. Not in the can, though.
Not in the can. Everything's better in the can.
Shake it all down. I'm surprised. He never leaves his on, so unless he's out and about.
I hope he's okay.
You have reached the voicemail box of 518 3-3-0.
Hey, you can't do it.
Shit. Did we get that off?
I don't know. I think we made enough noise.
I think so.
Yeah, damn it. Thank you for reminding me. Not meaning to, Steve. Honestly, I didn't. Sorry. Wow. I never thought about that.
Well, it came to mind when you were working on it.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Yeah, you did. We made a lot of noise. Yeah.
I hope that made enough noise. Oh, well.
All right. That was fun.
Whew, yeah. I hope I didn't put his phone number out all over the place.
You'll
there.
Have to check and edit it.
Oh, great.
Well, hey, you're the one who's...
I know. Shut up.
You on yourself.
Shut up. Now I got to find a... Boop.
There you go. Perfect.
God damn it. Man, I didn't think about that. Sometimes, you see, I forget we were recording sometimes and just...
It happens.
That's how this shit goes.
That's why we record.
Fred's back, I see.
Fred's been back for a couple weeks, Jay.
Yeah. Last week didn't count.
Really? He was back last week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You actually mentioned him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because John was going to make margaritas.
Yes, I was going to make
margaritas. And you were like, fuck it, I'll make margaritas.
Oh, I do remember you saying that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Fuck it.
Coming back. Just a little fuzzy.
Sounds like a job for a suck machine. How'd you know my high school nickname?
Well, Fred's still here.
Fred's still here. Ooh, Jay's got to go back and watch the last two episodes so he remembers what the fuck happened.
Or I was for a couple hours.
That's not it. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jay's shirt.
This is my boomstick.
That's right. The boomstick. Now, I had... What happened to that? I got... Hang on a second. I put out... John, talk something.
That's a... There you go. A beer or a brewery?
Yeah, I think it's just a made-up
thing. Oh, totally.
I just got it on.
Faux?
Yeah, I think it's...
We can't get that beer?
No.
It says...
Double Stout. Yeah, I don't
Deadite Brewing Company. Klaatu Verta...
Klaatu Verta. You sound like him trying to say it in the movie. You sound exactly like he did. Like he gets to the book and goes, Klaatu Verta. He's trying to mumble the.
Yeah.
We actually watched the first movie the other night, Evil Dead.
Yeah.
That's freaking funny.
I got to go back and watch that.
Not funny, but, you know, funny for the. I guess funny, like, because of how old it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
and how corny it is, but actually, it's a pretty good horror movie as far as that genre.
Yeah, that one became more funny. Yeah, became more of a comedy and funny.
Yeah,
than anything.
He's so young in that Evil Dead. It's
really, I mean, how many years in between that? It was like a decade.
It was 1981. The Evil Dead. So,
All right. And
it was 90 something.
When was Army of Darkness?
It was 90 something.
91 maybe it was 10 years.
Maybe 10 years.
That's closer to 20 now. If it was
90. We were talking between the two movies.
Between the two,
yeah.
And then there was one other movie in between them, too, right? I think there was a Return of the Evil Dead or something was between the two.
And he had the show on Showtime just recently that just got canceled.
I never saw that. But Ash versus Evil Dead or something.
Yeah, nothing beats Army of Darkness to me.
Yeah,
that
movie was
fucking
so
funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just pillow talk, baby. That's pillow talk, baby. I think it's time. Yes, it's time for game night on Bob and John Super Duper Variety Powwow. Tonight's game will be... Drumroll, Jay.
Utter Nonsense.
Hey. Utter Nonsense!
Oh, no, enough of you.
Woo! Playing a little Utter Nonsense. This should go a lot better... this week than Cards Against Humanity went last week.
There's some card counting problems.
Yeah.
All right.
Jay was very adamant. I can do it. Give it to me. Okay.
There we go.
Give me the fucking card.
Give me the fucking card. God damn it. Give me the fucking card.
Looking for a little slab and pickle.
Do I have to do an apology or something?
Absolutely. Do not apologize ever for your drunkenness.
Yeah. It's kind of a goal of this.
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah. If you were going to apologize, if we have to apologize for drunkenness, John's going to have to apologize every fucking podcast.
Right. Almost.
By the end.
All right. The initial nonsense jugs. Jugs.
He said jugs.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
It's on my mind. Person who is deemed to have the stinkiest feet. That's right. Okay, I forgot how this one.
Oh, is that who starts? The one with the stinkiest
feet? Feet.
It's always John.
Yeah, John.
So. I always win that.
Oh, you have, well, obviously you have a...
Well, I, with my flip-flops,
reputation.
I don't think they're the stinkiest with the flip-flops, but...
But you have past reputation of...
I do. My history of stinky feet far exceed anyone's.
You are creepy as shit.
So we need...
Seven. Ass man? Yeah, ass man, Jerry. I'm Cosmo Kramer, the ass man.
So seven phrase cards, and then an accent card. Okay. All right, so you're the judge. Judge. Seven of them. Seven of the white ones, and those, I think those are the accents.
Did we do it where he did it in two?
I think so. I don't know.
I didn't remember how we did it last
time.
What? No, I think we switch, right?
Okay.
I think that's how we do it. Whoever wins gets the
next
judge. Yep. That's how we rolled this one, I think. It's been so long since. Right? Those are accents, I think.
So do we keep them?
Maybe someday we'll actually get the rules down before we start filming.
Yeah, we should have done that.
I thought of that and I completely forgot about it.
These are accent cards right here.
And seven each. Me and Bob get seven of those each.
I don't get any?
No, not this round. That's what you get for having stinky feet.
I know what I'm going to do. When Steve's number starts, 518, I'm just going to put a over it. Jackass.
Jackass.
All right. And then what happens after that?
Is that chewed on
them? Oh, yeah, then we just read them. And then John has to pick. All right, so you pick an accent.
Oh, yes. Now it's all coming back to me. Can I pick a dick for one?
Hmm? Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to shuffle.
Shuffle
these.
Yeah, yeah. Shuffle.
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 Do we have
remember that one. That's why.
Do we have shuffling music?
Woo! Hey, everybody. There's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
Santa Claus.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Santa Claus. You want me to go first, Jay?
Sure.
Does he have an accent, though? It's more, I don't know. It's more an imitation than an
right.
accent.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, Duggar, stop having sex.
Yeah. Duggars?
Yeah. It's that family that has like 13 million kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm the judge. I have to judge, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll go this one. Ho, 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 ho. Life is like a wave, bro. Sometimes you shred the wave, and sometimes the wave shreds you. Ho, 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 ho. I didn't do much.
I give it to Bob.
Yeah.
Give yourself a point.
Woo! Woo! Oh, I got to do this, right?
Do we pass
no,
the
Bob
accents?
Gets the accents.
Oh, I do? What do I do with my cards? I keep them?
No, we get new ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how we did it. There's a million cards, so.
Oh,
I we just put them in the used pile.
Used.
Because I would have used the...
Used.
Never mind.
Used.
Used. Hang on a second here. Oh, John doesn't have one. I gave you one.
All Jeez. Right, I got one.
I'm copying. I'm copying my own, that's why.
You want good things? All right, Bob needs the cards.
Any cards?
That didn't really matter. Could just go.
Well, we both need seven.
You and me need seven, yeah.
Groovy.
Groovy, baby. It's pillow talk.
Just pillow talk, baby.
Seven?
Yes.
Yep.
Ease.
Eight, six, 75309.
What an asshole!
These are all, you shuffle these, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can pick right off the top?
Yeah.
I can cut them too, can I?
Sure.
Sure.
Do a cut.
Dog.
It should be good.
Oh, right.
Is that an accent?
I don't know.
I've got a missing testicle who could tell you why a parrot has a shitty pet.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Why are there so many crusty socks underneath the bed, Joffrey?
Jace is better.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I got to give Jay his.
When we first played this game, I thought I was going to rock it. I don't think I've won it yet.
By the way, what's your word of the day? I didn't get started there.
You can't do it in the middle of game night.
Why the fuck can't we? We make the rules.
Totally unacceptable.
We make the rules.
No? Okay, maybe not. You're not going to do it? No.
It's lollygag.
Is that what it was?
That's what I told you. You better have it queued up.
It will. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean? Oh, I have to answer the question, but you don't have to play it.
Right there, Pally.
Fuck Bob. And his goddamn rules. You heard me.
I need my seven.
I need the accents.
I do declare I need my seven.
Accents, please. Thank you. Turn that upside down. Totally randomness here. Okay. News anchor.
Here you go. I'll make my own sound effect. That's right, Jay. Justin Bieber kind of reminds me of a Cleveland steamer.
It's a Cleveland steamer.
We went through that, remember?
Oh. Yeah, we looked that up.
Yeah, it's when you get pooped on your chest.
Yeah. People do the damnedest things. I'll tell you.
Dirty Sanchez was the one you looked
up. No, it was the rusty trombone.
And Dirty Sanchez, remember?
Yeah. What was the other one? There was one more.
There's some weird ones.
I know. There's a lot of weird ones.
Space docking. Ever heard of that one?
No.
Look that one up. That's really disgusting.
What was that one?
They're all disgusting.
Yeah, they're all that one really pushed it.
Two kids in the pool or something like that was. Or, I don't know.
I just heard him look up two. I missed the rest of this.
News anchor.
Oh. I don't really have the cards for it. Excuse me, sir. Why are you wearing tidy whities and holding a leaf blower? That's the best I got.
Bob.
Seems like an interview.
I got two.
Seemed like an interview.
All right, get the cards back.
What are we going to three?
Sure. Probably a good idea.
Probably, yeah.
Beyond that might be a little much.
A little slow.
I think the first time we played was pretty awesome. Bob got all those cartoony ones. That's what I said, cartoony.
Well, it was fun when we played. We were hanging out that night.
Oh, so yeah. That was good.
That was all right.
Yeah. Do another cut. We ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We might want to re-pick one.
All right, re-pick one.
Thespian? Not lesbian, John. Thespian. I think that one might be a little difficult. Gangster.
Which actually could be a different ways. Could be black gangster. Could be Italian gangster. Could be 20s gangster.
Sounds like a job for a suck machine.
How'd you know my high school nickname?
Do 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 do. Anybody? John's got one.
Welcome to the Sisterhood of the Cinched Cycles.
That's a gangster?
It was a Cinched Cycles gang. At least I pick a group.
What's the Cinched Cycle?
I don't know. It's the card that was given to me.
Jay?
Jesus Christ.
Cheese and rice.
All right. Hang on. I can
chuck it, Jesus. That's Chuck E. Cheese. Kids that say it wrong. Chuck it, Jesus. I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese's tonight.
Chuck E. Jesus.
Over here. Chuck it, Jesus.
All right. Let me get my mold here. All right.
I haven't had a golden shower that good since Russia.
I'll give it to Jay just on the fact that he came up with a better accent than you.
All right, you can give it to Jay, but let me try one.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, it's Sam. Hopefully you get this message. There's something I needed to tell you about defusing the bomb.
Here, give me one. I'll tell you what I was thinking in my head when I heard gangster. What's a short one? Yeah. Yeah, see? Please place your speakers on the rack, please.
Yeah,
I was thinking more 20s gangster. I guess that's what I think of.
Yeah, no, that's what.
Bob watches a lot more TV than I do.
That's nice. You ever see the Bugs Bunny cartoon with the one guy with the fucking, hey, rabbit?
It's cartoons. It's TV. Right.
Cards, please.
Oh, it's Jay.
Hit three.
Yeah. Jay's doing. Yep.
Bob can take it here.
I can take it.
John's chance to come back.
He's got to get three in a row. I don't think you've won this one, have you?
I told you I haven't. I thought it was going to be my game, and it's not at all.
I think we've said that before.
Everybody's said that.
Oh, let's check my cards. We keep hoping.
Keep hoping.
You know what's really crazy is Samantha loves this game, and the whole point of the game is you have 5 seconds to come up with something.
Oh, fuck it. You're screwed.
And every time she brings it up, I'm like, I hate the idea of this game. And I win the fucking game of it. I don't know how that works.
I don't know, because you throw a goddamn temper tantrum on this show.
Not having time. It drives me crazy. I got some great cards. I just need a good accent.
How did we get that?
What?
Dog.
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, I cut it a few times, so maybe.
Yeah, but it's supposed to go in the...
Yeah, it didn't go in there because we only got two cards.
Oh, I may have flipped it on the back. Sorry. I may have done that with a few of them.
That's how he wins.
I didn't even do dog.
Stuffy nose.
Oh, we did this one. I remember doing this one. Actually, if you had done this about 3 days ago, John wouldn't have had to do anything except talk.
I know.
When I get home, you better Snapchat me them titties.
Ooh,
woo!
Woo!
Groovy.
These nuts are some low-hanging fruit.
I think we used these nuts before. I just thought it would be good.
All right, I'm giving that to John.
All right, I get one.
John's alive.
Yay, staying alive. Staying alive.
Now it's that way. Unfortunately, you getting your point means you're going to lose the game because me and Jay both have two.
Yep.
So, all we know is John's not winning.
Hail to the king, baby.
That's okay. At least I didn't go zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's worse.
Yeah. Getting shut out.
Yeah, so I'm not shut out. Feel better about that.
Better.
Oh, I wish I was Beyonce.
Right order.
The category is redneck.
Oh,
I love this one.
Redneck is good.
Yeah, the answer has to have sister's brother or cousin.
I don't think I have anything on that.
Just
rude.
Kidding. You gotta go with what you got. Delicious beer, by the way. What is it?
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
Ma, for the last time, please put your tits away.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That works in there. You got to come up with something creative to beat that one, Jay.
Oh, I know.
That fell right into place. Shouldn't even had to thought about that one.
I didn't. It was the top card, too.
Scary.
It's Halloween-y, KP.
Would you stop moving around? All right. Inside joke.
All right. I don't know if I can do this without laughing. Yeah.
Drink some beer.
Swig a beer.
I'm gonna get my redneck mode. Drinking kombucha makes me feel like less of an alcoholic.
What's kombucha?
I don't know.
Oh, for the tiebreaker. Oh. You know what? I think Bob just had the right card.
Hail to the king, baby.
Jay, you hung in there tight. I like that one. You did a good job at taking what you had, but
that was the and that was the best
out.
One.
I mean, you had a good card for it. You both did good accents.
Yep.
Well played.
I didn't have many good cards there.
That was the only good card I really had. The rest of them wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
That's game night, folks.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, super duper variety power.
You're titillated, aren't you?
You lollygag the ball around the end piece. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Did you know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Right.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking chongas.
I know, I've done this before.
You can find us at Bob and John's Podcast at gmail.com, on Buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Variety Power Hour. Also on Adept at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick. That's awesome. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I know I fixed these once before.
So Fred's, can't stand so to Fred's have him back.
Fred's back. He comes back after Labor Day. They're back. Trying to pack up camp, and it was even funnier that my sister knew its name.
Oh, Fred!
Are you going to take Fred home or what? Because they're packing all this shit up and putting all the stuff in plastic bags and bins and stuff. It's like, are you taking Fred home or what?
It's not like he has a name tag.
Oh, no, they've heard the story enough.
Yes. No, I know.
Just can, hey, can we use your blender? As soon as you learn its name.
Yeah. How the fuck do I... How the hell
it's
do
not
I put...
just a blender.
It's not just a blender.
That is
he
not...
He has a name.
He has a name, for God's sake.
He has a name. He's not just a blender.
Fucking lucky it doesn't have a face right now, because I have all the parts.
Yeah, he's supposed to have a face.
He was. By the end of summer, he was supposed to. But we had a beautiful summer. I was on the boat too much.
Maybe he'll have a costume next.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. You can get dressed up for Halloween with Gene.
Yeah, I just posted that to our Instagram.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Oh, now I got to post it to the group, the guys in the group. Got to do that.
They get hurt if they're not included.
No, just because I know we'll get good response for Friday night, too.
Oh,
one
yes.
of them's hammered somewhere.
Yes.
One of them's hammered somewhere. I don't know what we have left to do.
John's word of the day.
He did it lollygagging.
Oh, we did it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
All right.
See, I was
you lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Did you know what that makes you? Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers.
Hail to the king, baby.
Lollygag what is to idle about. Goof off.
Goof off.
Off.
Lollygaggers.
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 And I picked that from a list of words that are supposed to make you sound smarter, believe it or not. So lollygag is a
we're on our way
intellectual
up.
Word.
I thought maybe it was from the 50s or something.
I thought it was
lollygag is probably an older word.
Yeah, yeah it's an older word.
I thought it was like a
1800s word, right?
Back?
Huh? I thought it was more probably. Of a slang word, actually. I didn't think it was in the...
Well, I didn't think it was slang,
I didn't know it was a dictionary thing.
Well, I believe in the soul. The cock, the pussy, the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good scotch, that the novels of Susan Sontag are self-indulgent, overrated crap. I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
1868.
1868, good
nice.
Call.
Lollygag was used as long ago as 1868 and probably originated as an alteration of the older and more doggedly innocent lollygag.
I like old words. So I got a good old word right there. Lollygag.
You know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day. I drink 45 off the assembly line, and I'm the asshole.
I forget about it. Sometimes I read these, and I'm just like, what is that one? I don't know. I think I'll just play it.
That's hilarious. Back in 1946, one Navy captain considered lollygagging enough of a problem to issue the stern warning, lovemaking and lollygagging are hereby strictly forbidden.
Oh, shit.
On a ship? Okay.
The holding of hands, oscillation, and constant embrace of waves, which are women accepted for voluntary emergency service, corpsmen or civilians and sailors, or any combination of male and female personnel in violation of naval discipline.
It gets so lonely out there, though, out on that boat.
Well, that's why, because they had those women.
I bet.
Those women.
I bet you women.
Women accept waves, women accepted for voluntary emergency service. So they actually had women on the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back then.
What were the emergency services?
I don't know. Apparently not. Love making or lollygagging. Or holding of hands. Oscillation. Oscillation.
Sounds
oscillation.
Like a backed up pipe problem to me.
No oscillating.
You are a smelly pirate hooker. You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I can hit the right one. Jay just had to keep talking long enough.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Set that one right up.
That's one of those oscillators right there.
Oscillators?
Yeah. Oscillators. Oscillators.
Woo! I know what that is, too.
What?
Oscillation. Hmm? It's vibration.
Yeah, that could have been it. Could have been the soft mattress, or it could have been the midnight rape. Yeah. Or the nude gay art show that took place in my room. One of those probably added to the lack of sleep.
Oh, my muffins are ready.
Oh, dear Lord.
See, you complained last week that we took up too much time. Yeah. Now you're like, where's all the content?
Yeah. I didn't complain last week.
I feel like we're forgetting something. But I guess not.
No, we did everything.
A full release ensures a rejuvenative rest and promotes a winning attitude.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
You're titillated, aren't you?
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Why is that so goddamn funny?
What the hell was that?
Just the delivery. What?
Something vibrated or something?
I'm messing with my cooler.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
John's oscillating.
I am. I'm oscillating my cooler.
When I bend over to push the button, my ass will be the last thing you ever see.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
What's that from?
Anchorman.
It's Anchorman.
It is Anchorman.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Does anyone know what this here is used for?
Rolling a fatty.
No, not for... Where'd you learn that?
No, no. Where'd you learn that?
Does anyone know what this here is used for?
Rolling a fatty.
No, not for... Where'd you learn that?
Oh,
it's tough work being a clown. Make me laugh, funny man.
You should just fucking smile and blow me.
I wish that was better audio on that one. Would make that drop so much better.
You got a laundry list there.
I'm going, just going through the archives. I've got some,
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on a rebound on the med side.
I love that one. All right, anything else anybody wants to add? What did we learn, Jay? What did we learn?
That, I don't know.
You said we have to learn something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm learning what happened on my birthday, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, you are.
I'm still learning.
Woo!
It's sticky over here.
Well, that could be two different things.
That's a problem. There, you have a huge fucking mess there, too. Your book's fucked up.
I know, I see where the spots, you could see the progression.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, look, hold it.
What made me laugh was your microphone sticky.
We got Steve here.
Yes, there it is. See? Welcome to the show.
Oh, no!
That's what I got to put over his number in the thing.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'll put over it.
There you go.
There you go. Turn it up real loud so all of a sudden you hear it's 518.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's awesome. That'll be great.
That works. Yeah, everything's sticky. My microphone's sticky. Need some cleansing.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the big glasses, and it was full.
It was a full.
The amazing point, I don't know if that was funnier or watching you trying to fill it just one-handed, just all over the place. I don't know which was,
what the fucking night it was.
I'm glad.
Sometimes when I'm alone, sit on my hand. Wait till I get numb and masturbate. I call that a stranger. Have you ever given yourself a stranger?
What?
A stranger.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
John, what did you learn?
Sometimes when I sit.
Sometimes when I'm
alone. I sit on my hands.
That there are smelly pirate hookers.
Holy Testicle Tuesday.
Smelly pirate
hookers. Yeah. I learned that no matter how many times we play that game, John sucks at accents.
Man, I thought I was good at that. I disappoint myself. I'm disappointed.
We keep hoping for a breakthrough.
I know, me too. I'm gonna crack
John's
out of my shell.
John's got that one this time.
Man, I thought for sure. I thought I was good at that, but all of a sudden I've lost my mojo when it comes to that shit.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
See, sometimes I don't label these very well. I don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to label them, so you know what they are.
No, that's the fun part of just putting it in there randomly and seeing what we get.
Chew. No.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Yeah, so I think that's it. Let's do one more round.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking chongas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untappd at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick.
What an ugly thing to say.
What an ugly thing to say.
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Pick up our debut album, 151, and go to our calendar page and check us out. We'll be at Center Street Pub on October 27th. We start at 10 o'clock. Be there, God damn you.
I highly
be there.
Recommend that one, by the way. I have a feeling there's going
to
be
it's a cool little. Hopefully the weather's nice to be outside. That'd be awesome if you guys are playing outside. Yeah. A nice stage out there.
I know.
The beer gotten.
That would be awesome.
But that was nice on the
way. I know a lot of people that are very interested in going. So
cool.
Well, that's good.
Try and get some peeps down there, too.
Got a lot of locals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island? Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
All right. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Chico! Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?